nothing heard. Is there any new people who would like to check in? We need your call sign, your name, and your general location. And do it kind of slowly so I can write the call sign down. Once again, any new people. Okay, nothing heard. This is WQRR-330. I'm now going to turn over the mic to Kimber for the intelligence brief, and she will go ahead and finish out the net from there. Thank you. Kimber, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. WRKV-487, Kimber. How do you copy?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
All right, thanks everyone for being here. I'm going to start with the AMRON intelligence brief and move to the National Intelligence Bulletin. So the AMRON intelligence brief comes out on Monday. This is dated Monday, November 4th, 2024. Current AMCON level is 3. First source, Forward Observer, Election News. Last week, Washington Governor Inslee and Oregon Governor Kotek activated members of the Army National Guard to support local and state law enforcement during Election Day. Nevada Governor Lombardo activated members of the Nevada ANG in Carson City and Las Vegas to assist election officials. Progressive organizations coordinate post-election response. Pre-election, a number of progressive and socialist organizations began a public outreach to coordinate and mobilize a response to a potential Trump election victory. Analysis and comment. We continue to see a sharp increase in efforts to coordinate mass mobilization protests after the election in anticipation of a Trump election victory. Break. Next source, Knightbridge Research. Excerpt from the election-related violence analysis. Preparations are being made across the nation for potential unrest around this week's general election. Fencing and anti-personnel blockades were erected in Washington, D.C. near the White House, the Treasury Department, the Vice President's residence, parts of Lafayette Square, the Capitol, and elsewhere. Signage reading, "Police line, do not cross," was installed on the fencing. Many businesses in Washington, D.C. boarded up windows, especially in areas near the White House and Capitol. Security measures were put into place around candidate Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida, where he held an election night event. End of that message. Break. Now moving forward to the National Intelligence Bulletin, dated Friday, the 8th of November, cut off 1800 Zulu. The news is divided into three risk levels. One is imminent risk, two is elevated risk, and three is outlook stable. So first, at imminent risk, break. Food and agriculture. Senator Scott and Rubio urge HHS to invoke Defense Production Act for IV fluid storage. American Hospital Association says IV fluid shortage is a massive hole in supply chains. Imminent risk is border security. A caravan of 3,000 immigrants left southern Mexico toward the U.S. border. Analysis comment. The Biden administration will likely attempt to accelerate temporary protected status flights and programs between now and the 20th of January 2025 inauguration. Next, at elevated risk. Elections. Blue states preparing to oppose the incoming Trump administration on immigration policies. Analyst comment, states do not have the legal powers to interfere with immigration enforcement and will likely allow, quote, sanctuary state city, unquote, types of non-cooperation strategy. This is likely an early signal of a blue state coalition opposing Trump. Break. At elevated risk now, low-intensity conflict. Progressive and socialist organizations are beginning public outreach to coordinate and mobilize a response to the Trump election victory. Analyst comment, we continue to see a notable increase in efforts to coordinate mass mobilization protests during and after the transition. Break. And last, we have Outlook Stable, Category 3. And this is Economy and Finance. Rep. Moulinar urged Commerce Department to address Chinese commodity and product dumping in U.S. market, which undermines the U.S. industry. NATO and Russia. Poland claimed over the weekend to have strong evidence of a Russian sabotage attempt. Russian consulate workers expelled a Russian consulate in Western Poland to be closed and is considering expelling the Russian ambassador. Last Friday, Poland began building its barriers for East Shield, their plan to militarize the border with Belarus. In the Indo-Pacific, South Korea will launch ballistic and interceptor missiles this week in response to North Korea's continuous launches. The Philippine military publicly demonstrated capability to conduct multiple simultaneous inland seizures. Next, we move to the Mideast, and this will be the last of my message. In the Mideast, Israel Army's Halabi told the military to prepare to expand and deepen the ground maneuver in Lebanon. The Israeli Army issued evacuation orders for several Beirut suburbs in Lebanon. Pentagon removing the Lincoln Carrier Strike Group from the Middle East, replacing it with more anti-ballistic missile destroyers, additional fighter squadrons, and several U.S. Air Force B-52 bombers. That is the end of the message as I have it. Break. I want to thank you, Ron, for doing the check-ins and for being here on a regular basis. Ron 330, you are a superstar. I'm going to go ahead and start the Channel 3 program now. West 327 runs that. The Channel 3 project has several consistent operators that have great coverage of our area. There's West 327, Camera 644, Jim 787, and Roger 746 in the Grants Pass area. Dewey 605 in the Jackson County area and Forest 779 or John 889 tonight in the Klamath Falls area. Craig and Judy 605 do the Illinois Valley Amron check-ins on Mondays with their IVARC net. I want you to try and check in tonight and see how you do. If you're unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your area. Just ask for names and general locations. If you get any, please give your tallies to the station monitoring this frequency, usually myself and Ron. Ham frequency is 146.420. That's our ham frequency, just for you people who have your ham license out there. Okay, we're going to stand by for the Channel 3 project numbers, followed by the discussion, and we'll close the net. God bless you all. God bless the Republic. Wes, you want to come forward?
Sure, Kimber. This is Wes, WRKU 327. I'll see everybody over on the regular channels that we do this. We test our radios, radio to radio. It's called Simplex Communication. We're going to start on GMRS FRS Channel 3. Then we'll transition to MERS Channel 3, and finally we'll wind up on HAM Simplex Frequency 146420. See you out there on the airwaves. Back to net control, WRKU 327.
Thank you, Wes. That's awesome. Dewey 605 or somebody for Jackson County, who's going to do that?